So deficiency in vitamin D, which is an essential vitamin, is common among children and adults with ADHD. And there are studies that show that the proportion of children with a vitamin D deficiency and an ADHD diagnosis is actually significantly larger than that of the children without the diagnosis. Welcome to the Soaring Child podcast, where parents of children with ADHD learn tips and tricks to help their child soar at home, at school, and in life. We feature interviews with experts, medical professionals, and parents just like you who are learning how to reduce ADHD symptoms using food and other natural strategies. Because children with ADHD deserve to soar just like every other child. I'm your host, Dana Kay. Hello, parents, and welcome back to another edition of the Soaring Child podcast. I'm Dana Kay, your host. Now, if you are tuning in via YouTube, I'm trying something new in terms of the way I do this podcast in my view and my microphone. So let me know in the comments if you think that this works. If you're tuning in via audio, you can check out my video on YouTube as well. Like, I wanted to kick off this podcast episode with a fun little pop quiz. Who knows the best natural way to get vitamin D? What do you guys think? If you guessed the sun, then you were absolutely right. Sunshine is the best way to get vitamin D. But let's be honest. It can sometimes be super tricky to get enough sunlight, depending on the season of the year, the climate where you live. And as I'm recording this episode, it's the middle of winter and it's very cold. So that makes it a little bit tricky. Or maybe you live in a rainy climate, just like my family. I live in Seattle. It's raining quite a lot. Now, this too can make it really, really hard to get enough vitamin D naturally. In that case, supplementation can be effective. But did you know there also is a dark side of vitamin D? And that's what I want to share with you all today. Now, if you're new here to the podcast, welcome, welcome. The last few months, we've been doing a new series on supplementation, and in particular, some of the best supplements for kids with ADHD. These are short, sharp episodes that really answer some of the most common questions that we actually get asked about supplements for ADHD at the ADHD Thrive Institute. So, if you've missed the earlier episodes, don't worry. We've got links to our discussions on magnesium, saffron, GABA, resveratrol, quercetin, pyrrolidine, L-theanine, iron, and omegas in the show notes below. So make sure and check that out to watch or to listen to these episodes if you miss them. We actually also have created cheat sheets on each of these supplements as well. Consider these cheat sheets kind of like, you know, a quick guide to some of the basic information on each supplement, like the pros, the cons, how to get each vitamin or mineral naturally, and other things to be aware of. Plus, there are links to some of my favorite brands of each vitamin or mineral as well. So definitely check out the show notes for those resources. Now let's dive into today's topic, vitamin D. Let's start with the basics, I think. Okay, what is vitamin D? Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin that can be obtained through either sunlight and also a limited amount of foods. It actually helps the body to absorb calcium and phosphorus, which are essential for our bone health, also plays a role in immune function, cell growth, and reducing inflammation. And if you've been around long enough, you will know that I say all the time, a big driver of ADHD symptoms is inflammation. Now, some studies suggest it may support cognitive function and mood, and may even play a role in improving inattention, opposition, hyperactivity, and impulsive Impulsivity. Now, you know, okay, a lot of those are symptoms of ADHD. So deficiency in vitamin D, which is an essential vitamin, is common among children and adults with ADHD. And there are studies that show that the proportion of children with a vitamin D deficiency and an ADHD diagnosis is actually significantly larger than that of the children without the diagnosis. Okay, so that's an important thing. Other studies suggest that vitamin D plays a vital role in the proper functioning of the central nervous system and mental health. And as a result, supplementation with vitamin D is a common strategy used by many doctors, many practitioners, and families as well. And it's one I recommend often to families of children with ADHD that I work with. Now, a vitamin D supplement, it can work wonders to support children with ADHD and even anxiety, especially when it's actually taken with a supplement of omega-3 fatty acids. So if you want to check out that omegas episode, check out the links below in the show notes. Now, the sunshine vitamin, as vitamin D is often called, is one that our bodies produce in the skin as a result of exposure to sunlight. But many people have insufficient levels because they live in places like me where sunlight is limited in winter, or because they have limited sun exposure due to being inside too much. People with darker skin also tend to have lower blood levels of vitamin D because the pigment, which is called melanin, acts like kind of this shade, reducing the production of vitamin D. Now, likewise, the overuse of sunscreen can actually also block the skin's vitamin D receptors, which leads to the same outcome. Now, to add to this, only a few foods are naturally abundant in this fat-soluble vitamin, so getting enough through food alone can be a really, really big challenge. So examples of some of these foods include things like sardines, cod liver oil, beef liver, a lot of those, not many kiddos eat, but you can also get some vitamin D from eggs, mushrooms, and caviar. Again, probably not one that most people listening to this podcast eat regularly, but let's face it. You know, I don't think I'm going to get my kids to agree to eat a mushroom and caviar omelet with a side of beef liver and a chaser of cod liver oil. I don't think you guys are too as well. Now, all of this can lead to a deficiency in vitamin D and results in many symptoms, including ADHD symptoms. So supplementation to the rescue. Ever wondered which supplements best support children with ADHD? It can be really overwhelming to look at all the options out there. The ADHD Thrive Institute has made it easy. No more guessing which supplements offer the best support for children with ADHD. No more hoping a supplement is high quality, but not really knowing for sure. The ADHD Supplement Starter Bundle, created by a board-certified holistic health and nutrition practitioner and sold by the ADHD Thrive Institute, is perfect for children with ADHD. The ADHD Thrive Institute guarantees that all of their products are stored in a safe, temperature-controlled environment and are shipped directly from the manufacturer. If you're looking for supplements for your child with ADHD, look no further than the ADHD Thrive Institute's online store. Take a moment today to check out that ADHD Supplement Starter Bundle at ADHDThriveInstitute.com/supplements. Again, that's ADHDThriveInstitute.com/supplements. Now let's get back to today's episode. Now, the way that this vitamin affects kids with ADHD specifically is that it is necessary for neurodevelopment and the production of dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter that plays a really important role how we feel pleasure, how we think, how we plan, focus, and find things interesting. However, there are a few things to keep in mind with supplementation of vitamin D. First of all, proper research and understanding of the different forms of vitamin D and how exactly each of them works is often missing when many families begin taking a supplement protocol. Also, practitioners and online experts don't always provide specific product recommendations and dosage guidelines. Plus, the aisles at the grocery store and the drugstore are lined with various options. And what happens is it leaves parents or consumers really confused as to which supplement to pick and how much to take. Now, one other thing, there is an important and often missed caveat to supplementing with vitamin D, okay? So neurodevelopment isn't the only function of vitamin D. It is also used by the body, as I said earlier, in many other ways, including building and maintaining strong bones. The bone-building cells are stimulated by the vitamin D, but in order for those cells to be converted into actual bone, they actually need something called vitamin K2. Okay, so when people supplement with vitamin D without the necessary K2, the body will use up all the available K2 in response to bone building cells being stimulated by that vitamin D, which in turn can actually lead to K2 depletion. And when we are low in K2, we can experience symptoms such as, you know, heart problems, cardiovascular problems, heart disease, among many others as well. So we certainly don't want our supplements to create other problems in other parts of our body, particularly when it has to do with bone development for our growing kiddos and the health of their heart. Now, this is why it's so important to make sure the supplements you use are formulated thoughtfully. Now, my favorite vitamin D supplement is called Shine Essentials, and I love this one because of the formulation. It contains vitamin D3, along with that really important vitamin K2, to ensure that our bodies are not only getting the benefits of these vitamins, but also are preventing a whole host of other issues resulting from improper supplementation. Now, I'm going to include the link to this specific supplement in the show notes and on that vitamin D cheat sheet that I talked about earlier. So make sure and check out the show notes for that. So again, even though I think vitamin D can be super beneficial for most people, I still recommend that you start with food. Work on improving diet, okay? And then if you still want to do something to help your child's body, that's when you consider adding in some really key supplements. Another option I want to share with you is functional lab testing. Many of the families I work with want a more sort of targeted approach to healing the underlying stresses in their child's body. They don't want to just add in supplements that their child may or may not need. So they really start by doing functional lab testing. And then when we get the results, we see what specific stresses their child's body is having. We can target our supplementation to actually fit them specifically. Now, I don't want to go into a ton of detail on testing right now, just to keep this podcast episode from getting way too long. But obviously, I'd be happy to talk with you about this moreover via email or whatever it may be. Now, in fact, I'll actually include in the show notes about some of my favorite functional lab tests. So you can definitely check that out if you'd like to learn more about that. That's it for today, guys. Listeners, thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Soaring Child Podcast. I'm Dana Kay, your ADHD health practitioner. Keep on thriving. Thank you for listening to the Soaring Child Podcast today. To learn more about how to help your child with ADHD soar using natural strategies, visit our website at ADHDThriveInstitute.com and follow us on social media at ADHD Thrive Institute.